This episode is brought to you by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave Auction is the easiest and most straightforward no-reserve online auction company in the marketplace. They've been serving the trucking industry for 25 years, holding truck and trailer auctions biweekly. Purple Wave is more than just an auction company. They're a partner in their customer success. For more information, visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Welcome to the Illinois Trucking Podcast, a show dedicated to building great leaders who are building great businesses. I'm your host, Matthew Hart, Executive Director of the Illinois Trucking Association. Each month, I sit down here on the podcast with some of the best leaders in the trucking industry to learn how they built their business and how they grow their leadership skills. Today, we're joined by Mark Densler, President and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Mark is one of the top business leaders in Illinois, and he is a fierce advocate for his members. Let's get right to it. Here is our conversation with Mark Densler. Well, today on the Illinois Trucking Podcast, we're really honored to have with us the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, and also longtime friend Mark Densler. Mark, thanks for coming on to the Illinois Trucking Podcast.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much. I appreciate it and look forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. You've got a great story. You are certainly one of the most recognizable business leaders, I think, in this state. And tell us a little bit about you for the folks that don't know you. And I know you're a Central Illinois guy. I know went to school in Central Illinois, worked your way up now the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. But, you know, tell us your story, your background, where you're from, and how you got to where you are as the business leader today.
Sure. Well, no, I appreciate it. Born and raised in Decatur. My dad worked in manufacturing, the old Staley Manufacturing Company. Mom took care of the boys. I'm one of three boys and worked part-time at Staley's in an admin role. And went to college at Illinois Wesleyan University and was going to actually become a doctor. I was a bio major, always involved in student government politics, and really fell in love with it. And long story short, spent some time in D.C. with Tom Ewing when he was on Capitol Hill and worked in the Illinois General Assembly. Came to the Illinois Manufacturers Association for 4 years and then was recruited away by State Farm to oversee government affairs in the Midwest for them, particularly Illinois. Got recruited back by the IMA in 2006 and have slowly moved up the ladder and was very blessed to become CEO in 2019.
So started in medical and now government affairs, lobbying, manufacturing. At what point did you go, yeah, I don't want to be a surgeon? Why I want to be medical? At what point do you make that decision and go, I think I like government affairs or I like that side of it?
It's a great question. I had always loved politics, was involved in student politics and student government, and was senior class president at Illinois Wesleyan University, and kind of just decided I'm not sure I wanted to spend the next 4 or 5 years in medical school. Added actually international studies. That's a whole different story. While I was at Wesleyan, I was part of the first class to get a minor in that. Spent some time in Africa studying with a professor of mine. And I looked at med school, looked at law school, and kind of got that political bug. Loved public policy, love helping influence decisions, and particularly for the manufacturing sector, for the business community, and just kind of fell in love with it. Matt, there's never a day that's work. It's always fun. It's always interesting. And working with folks like you and the Trucking Association and railroads and everybody else in the business community, and it's fun. It's playing chess and try to put, the pieces on the board and figure out how you can win the game.
I love that you use the chess analogy because it really is chess, and I've explained to a lot of people how complicated that game can be. So Illinois Manufacturers Association, one of the most recognizable business organizations in the state. You guys do a fantastic job. The Illinois Trucking Association, we're honored to partner with you on so many things. Tell us about the Illinois Manufacturers. A lot of people on this podcast, they know trucking, they know business, but let's talk about the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Tell us about the IMA.
Yeah, so a really rich and historical background. Illinois is a manufacturing state. We were founded in 1893. We're the nation's oldest state manufacturing association, one of the largest. We have about 4,000 member companies and facilities. I always joke with our friends at the National Association of Manufacturers, we're 18 months older than the National Association of Manufacturers. Founded in Chicago at the Medina Temple, which is the temporary Bally's Casino right now. So if you happen to be in Chicago, you can see where we were founded as you throw a little blackjack. But I'm really proud that all seven of our founding members are still members today in some form or fashion, including companies like John Deere, Amstead Industries, Tablet and Ticket, ComEd, which previously was Western Electric. So it's really neat having the history. And manufacturing in Illinois employs 650,000 people, the single largest share of the state's economy, at about 14%. And it's really cool to go out, Matt, and you guys transport the products, but to really see what's made in Illinois. And that's part of my tenure at the IMA, is really showcasing amazing companies, amazing products, and workers across the state.
I think there's the American Transportation Research Institute, part of their data says 95% of the manufactured freight in the state goes on a truck. And nothing to take away from our great friends in railroad and pipeline and air, but so much of it is by a truck. And I know a friend of mine years ago said they've looked around the state of Illinois. What they've noticed is not every town has an airport, not every town has a pipeline, not every town has a railroad, but every town has a road. And it's vital, that link between trucking and manufacturing. How do you, and how does the IMA, when you look at trucking from a manufacturer standpoint, how do you see trucking?
Well, it's absolutely critical, and we appreciate the partnership, Matt, with you and your team. And you're exactly right. We can make all the product in the world, and if we can't transport it across the nation and across the world, nobody's going to buy the product. And when you look at the 650,000 workers directly, and then you look at indirect, about two additional workers for every manufacturing job. And so we support, you know, all told about 2 million workers in Illinois, directly or indirectly, which is about 30% of the state's workforce. But we're a transportation state, as you know. You're out every day advocating and talking about the fact that we're centrally located. And, you know, within 2 days, you can get to about 80-85% of the country with these products as you ship it. And we have you know, interstates going every which way through the state. And I think I heard a stat, Matt, that about 70% of the nation's freight goes through Illinois at some point. And so transportation and trucking is absolutely essential, 1,000% to the success of our state, our economy, and in particular manufacturing.
Tell me about the people in manufacturing, because we know the people in trucking are great, and I know the people in manufacturing are great. I ran a manufacturing plant for a couple of years. But from your experience, spending so much time at the IMA, and you mentioned the great founding members and all the great members that you have at IMA, but talk a little about how, you know, there's a lot of pride in the things that are made in Illinois. We're talking on microphones from Shure, who's a company based here in Illinois. Tell us more about the manufacturing men and women in the state.
You know, I love talking about it, and you hit the nail on the head when you talk about pride. The men and women that work in manufacturing have immense pride about what they make. Manufacturing is a place where you can become part of something bigger than yourself. And whether you're creating an end product, you're helping assemble that Ford, for example, at their plant in Chicago, or the Caterpillar bulldozer, or the John Deere combine, they're really proud of what they do. And when they see it, maybe it's a food that's on the shelf. Or I like to say, you know, we're helping transport people and product around the world. We're powering our homes and businesses. We're providing for our nation's defense. That was an event in Boeing earlier today in the Metro East. And you talk about the aerospace that we have here, the pharmaceutical sector here. We still make companies like National Safety Apparel. We make apparel here. The single largest subsector is food and beverage. We're known as the candy capital of the world, for example. And last week we had the second annual Manufacturing Hall of Fame award ceremony, and Ford Motor Company got inducted. Horween Leather, which makes all the leather for NFL football since George Halas founded the Bears way back in the day, and all the leather for NBA basketballs are made in Chicago. And mac and cheese is made in Champaign, and Tootsie Rolls. And so, again, so many products are made here, and we love telling that story because people don't realize where they come from. And someone has to make that food and beverage, or they have to make that basketball, or that truck, or that motor. But the men and women, again, immense pride in what they do. They're part of a team, and it's really exciting to see. And when you look at manufacturing, it's not just production line, Matt, but you can be in transportation form. You can be in communications. You can be in marketing. You can be in engineering. There's so many different roles for people in the manufacturing space.
And trucking is that link, and I remind a lot of people that, you know, sometimes manufacturing is actually several steps, because you got to manufacture components that then get assembled, and trucking, you know, links all of those. when you look at Illinois, and you're a fierce advocate for business and certainly a fierce advocate for your members, as we are at the Illinois Trucking Association, we're fierce advocates for the trucking industry. And sometimes Illinois gets a bad rap as not being a business-friendly state or not being a great to do business. And, of course, we think it's a fantastic place, and I know you think it's a fantastic place. For those who do have that speculation, what do you say? Why is Illinois a great place for business?
Well, I love the question because I'm a glass half full kind of person, as you know. And I'm always talking about the attributes that we have. And certainly we have challenges. Every state has challenges. Every nation has challenges. But you look at the attributes we have. And we're going to start with the importance of trucking, right? The central location and the infrastructure. And so the road, rail, airports, waterways, the fact we have the Mississippi River and the St. Lawrence Seaway comes through the Port of Chicago. We have a global city. We have a global airport. Our universities are second to none. When you look at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, that graduates more engineers than the next three schools combined, and folks like Northwestern, University of Chicago, third largest community college system in the country. We have relatively abundant energy and reliable energy, which is critically important for the manufacturing sector. One of the important growth, I think, Matt, that we're going to have is water. We have 20% of the world's fresh surface water in the Great Lakes, and we're next to it. And as we see climate change happening and we see a lack of water in the South, for example, that's a huge asset that we're going to have here. Two national laboratories, one of only three states with two national laboratories in terms of Fermi and Argonne. So we have all these advantages. Certainly there are policies. You and I work on every day some of the challenges, but we're a lot better off today than we were, say, 5 or 6 years ago, no doubt about it. And I'm really bullish on the industrial Midwest over the next 10 to 20 years.
So am I. We think it was great, and we hope manufacturers keep expanding, and we hope that trucking keeps moving all that great stuff. You're just a walking encyclopedia of business here in Illinois. You obviously are a fantastic leader, Mark. Let's kind of talk more about just your leadership skills. I mean, what do you do as a leader? What do you do to stay sharp? Are you an avid reader? Do you have a podcast that you listen to? What helps you be a better leader?
First, you know, I think God gave us one mouth and two ears for a reason, right? And I think the most important thing we can do is listen. Matt, you understand, you're at the Capitol. Not everybody's going to share the same point of view, but if we can sit down and we can listen and have a conversation, I think that's critically important. All too often in today's political world, compromise can be a dirty word. But, you know, that's what our country's done for 200 years. It's why how our democracy runs. Some people get frustrated with the slow pace of change, but it really is working together and coming up with solutions. And a lot of times the best solutions are somewhere not everybody's completely happy. And so, you know, I think from a leadership standpoint or negotiating, number one, listen to everybody. Everyone has a valid point of view. You may not agree with it, but figure out where they're coming from. You know, walk a mile in their shoes, so to speak. And then the other I've learned, and I think as you get older, like I am, there's plenty of credit to go around. And we have a great team at the IMA of about 16 or 17 people. And as I say, I'm often the face of it. They're the ones doing the work behind the scenes and really helping make me look good, helping our board look good and the association look good. And so I think recognizing the credit of other people that do the work. You and I both probably had times in our careers where we've done a lot of things and someone else gets credit for it or wants to take credit. There's plenty of credit to go around. And so I think that's important is recognizing your team, building a good culture. We have a phenomenal culture at the IMA. Really can't, you know, say anything more about it. It's just really fantastic. Everyone steps in when they're needed. And in terms of me, I read a lot. I listen to some podcasts while I drive. I'm kind of a true crime guy, Matt, so usually it's around the true crime type thing, but I'm a voracious reader. I have a stack right now, probably 6 or 7 books next to me. I'm in the middle of the Musk biography by Walter Jacobson right now, or Isaacson, excuse me. But I read all the time.
Top book?
Oh, gosh. There's so many of them. I would say probably one that I really liked. It's called Admirals. It's about the only admirals during World War II became the only 5-star admirals. So you think about Nimitz and Bull Halsey and those. And I'm a big World War II and history buff. And so anything around World War II. But I love the book Admirals. My uncle was in the Navy, was a chief petty officer. And so that's probably in the last couple of years been my favorite.
If podcasts, you got a special podcast out there that...
So it's funny. We have a joke. I'm a true crime, but... my office, a lot of them watch or listen to Small Town Murder. I can't quite get into that. Usually it seems to take 45 minutes as they're talking about the town. But, you know, usually I'll just pick out one or two. There's not a one that I go to all the time. I'll kind of Google what's hot or someone will say this episode or that. But pretty eclectic when I listen to podcasts.
You're clearly a business leader in Illinois and really in the country. And you have been in manufacturing now for a long time. You're a standout advocate at the Capitol building. When you think about newer leaders, what advice would you give to newer leaders in business, whether it's in trucking, manufacturing, just anywhere in business? Knowing what you know today, what advice would you give to a 25-year-old Mark Densler who's out there trying to make their way in the business world?
Well, I tell you, I think one of the most important things, Matt, and not to be parochial about the Trucking Association or the IMA, is to join an association. You know, our fathers and grandfathers, their generations join, right? They're a member of the local chamber and the Rotary and the state organization and the vertical. And we see a lot of the younger generation thinking they can Google everything. And you and I both know it's not. It's rolling up the sleeves. It is knocking on doors at the Capitol. And that's how things get done. You always want, particularly with your leader, you want to connect with your elected officials before you need something. Build that relationship. You know, have them visit a manufacturing facility, a tour. Take them to coffee. Let them know what goes into running a trucking company, whether it's you've got one truck or you've got 100 vehicles. You know, bring them out. Show them your facility. Show them your warehouses. Talk about the system so that when you do have to call them, the first ask is not an ask for something. And I think building that relationship, and whether that relationship is built with your employees as a leader, whether it's built with your customers, whether it's built with your community leaders, your elected officials, but I would say build those relationships. And again, the second is get involved in associations, because that was where the work really gets done in Springfield or Washington, D.C. And I would say collectively we're stronger together. And all the truckers getting together under your ITA banner provides more strength for you, just like manufacturers do here. And then, as you know, Matt, we work together collectively on big issues where we'll get truckers and railroads and chambers and IMA and retail. And when you think about the immense number of people working in that industry, their economic impact, we really speak with a voice. And one thing I would add as well is there's something called the Edelman Trust Barometer. Edelman, the large PR firm, and they always talk about who's the most trusted resource. And almost all the time, every year they do this, employers are always one or two. And so employees listen to employers. They don't want you to tell who to vote for or how to vote, but just educate them. So they know when they go to the ballot box that a particular legislation or legislator or a particular issue that might be on the ballot, just educate them about what that impact is on the workplace, because employees do really look to their leadership at work for information.
Wow. We could unpack this for days, but we don't have days. Mark, thanks so much for joining us and for jumping in. And again, I do want to thank you for all of the work that you do in the state of Illinois, and for not only the manufacturers. You do a great job for the Illinois Manufacturers Association. That's why the ITA is a member, proud member of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. But just thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming on to the podcast today and just sharing a little bit of your insight.
Well, Matt, thank you. And again, I can't thank you enough. Anyone that's out there that's a trucker also should be a member of the Trucking Association, because you carry a great voice. You've led on some of the issues this year that we followed your lead on some of the mandates that we've seen in California and elsewhere. And so, no, we appreciate the partnership. Again, manufacturers can't be successful without truckers and vice versa.
That's Mark Densler. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. And this is the Illinois Trucking Podcast. The Illinois Trucking Association is proud to partner with Mark Densler and the Illinois Manufacturers Association as we advocate for the hardworking men and women who make stuff and who make stuff move in Illinois. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to follow or subscribe no matter where you listen, and give the Illinois Trucking Podcast a rating. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn. The Illinois Trucking Association is the voice of trucking in Illinois, and we're constantly fighting for you.